안녕하십니까? 2020학년도 3월 고2 전국연합학력평가 영어영역 듣기평가 안내방송입니다. 잠시 후 2020학년도 3월 고2 전국연합학력평가 3교시 영어영역 듣기평가 방송을 시작하겠습니다. 수험생 여러분은 편안한 마음으로 방송에 귀를 기울여 주시고 방송 담당 선생님께서는 스피커의 음량을 알맞게 조절해 주십시오. 수험생 여러분은 답안을 작성하기 전에 반드시 답안지 왼쪽 해당 란에 성명, 수험번호 등을 정확하게 기입하고 표기하였는지 확인하시기 바랍니다. 답란에 정답을 표기하기 전에 답안지에 있는 수험생 준수사항을 꼭 확인하십시오. 듣기평가 문제는 1번부터 17번까지입니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 문제지에 있는 5개의 답지 중에서 맞는 답 하나만 골라 답안지에 해당 란에 바르게 표기하십시오. 듣기평가는 타정 없이 시작됩니다. 이제 문제지 표지를 넘기시기 바랍니다. 그러면 지금부터 3교시 영어 영역 듣기평가를 시작하겠습니다. 1번부터 17번까지는 듣고 답하는 문제입니다. 1번부터 15번까지는 한 번만 들려주고 16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하시기 바랍니다. 1번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
I enjoyed the food here, especially the salad.
Thank you. Our restaurant uses only the freshest vegetables, and we make the salad dressing using a special recipe.
I see. Can you tell me what it's made with?
2번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Good afternoon. I'd like to donate these old clothes to this charity.
Thank you. Are they all in good condition?
Yes, but the colors of some shirts have changed a bit.
3번 다음을 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
May I have your attention, please? This is from the management office of Vincent Hospital. The west entrance facing Main Street is being repaired, so it cannot be used. We'd like to remind you all to use the east entrance today. The east entrance is on Wilson Street, and it is open during regular visiting hours from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. And during non-visiting hours, please use the north entrance facing Hyde Street. The west entrance will be in use from tomorrow. We're sorry for any inconvenience this might cause. Thank you for your cooperation.
4번 대화를 듣고 여자의 의견으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Jamie, have you decided to join the peer teaching program?
No, Ms. Moore. I haven't decided yet.
Come on. I believe you'd be a good peer teacher.
Thanks, but I don't think I have enough time to study for myself.
I know what you mean, but teaching others can be helpful for your study.
Do you think so?
Yes. The more you explain something to others, the more deeply you can understand its meaning.
You mean the more I teach, the more I learn?
That's right.
Well, then, I'll join the program.
Good. I'm sure it'll be a great experience for you. Excuse me, Mr. Young. I'm Emma Baker.
Oh, hi, Emma. I've been waiting for you. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Is this your first visit to a broadcasting station?
Yes, it is. I've been looking forward to seeing the news studio myself.
I see. You seem to be very interested in broadcasting.
Yes, I'm the leader of my school's broadcasting club.
Oh, you are. Today you'll sit at a news desk and experience what it's like to host a news program.
Fantastic! I watch your news program every day. How can you deliver the news so effortlessly?
I read my scripts repeatedly before I begin the broadcast.
That's impressive. I really want to host a news program like you someday.
I hope you will. Shall we go to the news studio now? Joy, I'm excited to be in the theater.
I really wanted you to see this play, Daniel.
Thanks for bringing me here. By the way, the stage set looks a little strange.
This set shows two different living rooms, one on the left and the other on the right.
Oh, now I understand. The left living room has striped wallpaper.
Yes, there's a bookshelf in the left living room next to the door.
Oh, but the right living room has flower-patterned wallpaper.
Yeah. Can you see the rectangular mirror next to the window?
Yes, it matches the room. And there are two telephones, one at each end of the sofa.
This play is about a long telephone conversation between the two living rooms. So, the title is On the Line. Alex, let's go for lunch.
Sorry, but I don't have time, Kate.
What's keeping you so busy?
I'm working on our company's monthly newspaper.
When's the deadline?
Today. I'm doing the final job of matching the articles with the photos, but there's a problem.
What is it?
I don't have any photos of Mr. Williams' retirement ceremony.
Really? I've got some photos I took at the ceremony with my digital camera.
Oh, what a relief. Can you send me the photo files?
Sure. I'll email them right after lunch.
Thank you so much, Kate.
남자가 배드민턴 레슨에 갈 수 없는 이유를 고르시오.
Hi, Claire. How did your chemistry presentation go?
It went better than I expected.
Good. You look a little tired, though.
I didn't get enough sleep last night, but I'm okay now. You know we have a badminton lesson today, right?
Yes, but I don't think I can come.
Oh, does your left ankle still hurt?
No, I've fully recovered.
Then why?
Actually, I got a flu shot this morning.
I see. I once had a terrible muscle ache after a flu shot.
Well, anyway, I'll skip the lesson and get some rest today.
Okay, take care.
9번, 대화를 듣고 여자가 지불할 금액을 고르시오.
Welcome to Mary's Gift Shop. How may I help you?
Hi, I'd like to buy a cup for my friend's birthday.
How about this pumpkin-shaped cup?
It's so unique. She'll like the design. How much is it?
It's $20.
Okay, I'll take it. And I'd also like to buy these teaspoons. How much are they?
They're $10 each.
Okay, I'll take 2 pink ones and 2 blue ones.
Then 1 pumpkin-shaped cup and 4 teaspoons, right?
Yes. Can I use this coupon that I downloaded from your website?
Sure. You'll get a 10% discount off the total price.
Great. Here's my credit card.
10번. 대화를 듣고 드림 바이오 리서치 프로젝트에 관해 언급되지 않은 것을 고르시오.
Hello, Dr. Peterson. How are you doing these days?
Hello, Dr. Collins. Good. I'm working on the Dream Bio Research Project.
You mean the medical research project sponsored by the government?
That's right. More than 20 researchers are involved in the project, and I'm the head researcher.
Wow, you're in charge of a really big job. How big is the budget for the project?
We're allowed to spend $1 million on the project.
That's a really huge amount. It's a project to develop a new drug for lung cancer, isn't it?
That's right.
How long will the research project last?
It's a 5-year project. I hope we can develop the drug within this period.
I wish you success, Dr. Peterson.
Thank you, Dr. Collins.
11번. 마라톤 리딩 프로그램에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Hello, students. Are you interested in reading books? Then, join this year's Marathon Reading Program. In this program, students, teachers, and parents will read books until late at night on the 5th of April. It starts at 2 p.m. and ends at 10 p.m. The program will be held at our school library. You can bring your own book or check out one at the library. After they finish reading their book, all students are required to write a book review. Snacks and beverages will be provided. Don't forget to bring some warm clothes in case it gets cold at night. You must sign up for the program by this Friday.
12번 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 여자가 주문할 휴대용 스피커와 마이크 세트를 고르시오.
Ms. Sanders, are you buying something online?
Yes, I'm trying to buy a portable speaker and microphone set. Can you help me choose one?
Sure, let's see. There's a wide range of prices.
Well, I want to buy one that's less than $100.
All right. I think running time is also important. What do you think?
I agree. I'd like to choose one that can last at least 10 hours after a full charge.
I see. What about the color?
Well, I don't like the gray ones.
That leaves only two options. Do you want a model with a clip microphone?
Of course. It'll keep my hands free.
Then this model is the best one for you.
Okay, I'll order it. Thanks for your help.
You're welcome. Hello, Diamond Sports Center. May I help you?
Hello, I'm a member of your sports center, and I want to know if I can suspend my membership.
Okay, would you tell me your name?
I'm Katie Walker.
Yes, I see you have an annual membership for swimming classes. You mean you can't come for a while?
That's right. I broke my arm yesterday.
Oh, I'm sorry. You can put your membership on hold for up to 60 days.
That's good.
When do you think you can start taking lessons again?
I'll be able to start again after a month.
Hi, Lucy.
Hi, Eric. Look, this is my painting for our art club exhibition next week.
Wow, it's really nice. The spring scenery looks so beautiful.
I painted it during my family trip last week.
You're a really good artist.
Thank you. Are you done with your painting?
Yes, I completed and hung it on the wall in the exhibition room.
Great! How about the other members? Have they all finished their artwork?
Not yet, and we won't be able to see Jake's painting this time.
I know. I heard his whole family is moving to Canada this Friday.
So we need to find someone who has an extra painting to fill up his space. Ryan is a high school student. He is running for president of the student council this year. He needs to come up with some appealing campaign promises. He thinks one of the promises should be related to improving the facilities for students. So, Ryan discusses it with one of his campaign staff, Amy. He asks her what school facilities need improvement. Amy suggests promising to replace all the student lockers. Ryan agrees, but he thinks they should check if the school can do it. In this situation, what would Ryan most likely say to Amy?
16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 16번과 17번, 다음을 듣고 물음에 답하시오.
Hello, everyone. Today, let's learn about some details about the Olympic Games. As you all have learned, the first Olympic Games were held in Athens, Greece, in 1896. And there were 9 sports events in total. The events in the Olympic Games have been changed through the agreement of the IOC members. For example, soccer made its first appearance at the second Olympic Games and was excluded in the 10th Olympic Games. The fate of tennis is more interesting. Tennis was one of the 9 sports events in the first Athens Olympic Games, but it was excluded from 1928 to 1984 and then revived at the 1988 Seoul Olympics. The 1936 Berlin Olympics became the first to introduce handball. However, handball disappeared from the Olympics and later was revived at the 1972 Munich Olympics. Taekwondo made its debut in the relatively recent Sydney Olympic Games in 2000. Overall, the number of sports events in the Olympic Games has gradually increased through some additions or exclusions.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Hello, everyone. Today, let's learn about some details about the Olympic Games. As you all have learned, the first Olympic Games were held in Athens, Greece, in 1896, and there were 9 sports events in total. The events in the Olympic Games have been changed through the agreement of the IOC members. For example, soccer made its first appearance at the second Olympic Games and was excluded in the 10th Olympic Games. The fate of tennis is more interesting. Tennis was one of the 9 sports events in the first Athens Olympic Games, but it was excluded from 1928 to 1984 and then revived at the 1988 Seoul Olympics. The 1936 Berlin Olympics became the first to introduce handball. However, handball disappeared from the Olympics and later was revived at the 1972 Munich Olympics. Taekwondo made its debut in the relatively recent Sydney Olympic Games in 2000. Overall, the number of sports events in the Olympic Games has gradually increased through some additions or exclusions.
16번 여자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? (17번) 언급된 스포츠 종목이 아닌 것은? (이제) 듣기 문제가 끝났습니다. (18번부터는) 문제지 지시에 따라 답을 하시기 바랍니다.